So I'm listening to an album by Skip James, the legendary Mississippi blues man. He's singing about devils, crimes of passion, and other feverish subjects. Typical Delta blues from the 1930s. But then, in the middle of a song called 2220 Blues, I hear an unexpected word, Wisconsin. As James imagines killing his unruly lover, he wails, "All the doctors in Wisconsin, they won't help her none."
All the doctors in Wisconsin, they won't help her none.
Why would a provincial musician from the Deep South refer to Wisconsin, of all places? Because, it turns out, he was sitting in a Wisconsin recording studio when he sang that line, probably thinking it up on the spot. In 1917, the Wisconsin Chair Company in Port Washington made the unlikely decision to start a music business on the side. The furniture maker already sold phonograph cabinets and figured, what the heck, it might as well cash in on the new craze for records. The company's Paramount label happened to record some obscure southern blues artists who are now considered giants of American music. We might not even know the names Skip James, Charlie Patton, or Son House if they hadn't made the long trip from Mississippi to Grafton, Wisconsin. The tunes they sang there, nakedly emotional classics like Patton's Pony Blues and House's Preaching the Blues, went on to influence generations of musicians, from Bob Dylan to Jimi Hendrix to the White Stripes.
Well, I said for my baby man and she don't come. Said for my baby man.
In other words, the Dairy State didn't just give the world the Green Bay Packers and Miller Beer. It also changed the course of music history. If you go to Grafton today, you'll find historical markers but no recording studio. The Chair Company got out of the business during the Great Depression, when Americans stopped buying music. At the time, its warehouse was full of records, but disgruntled workers reportedly threw a bunch of them into the nearby Milwaukee River. Area residents used others to patch holes in their walls, and the factory burned the rest for fuel. Nobody knows exactly what was lost. There may have been more Paramount masterpieces we never got to hear. There may have been more Southern blues geniuses who never came to light. Down-and-out piano pounders and guitar strummers who journeyed to Grafton to pour out their hearts for the going rate of $15 a side. It's enough to make you want to buy a scuba suit, dive into the Milwaukee River, and search for buried treasure.
Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, let me see a brand new year.